Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 45 degrees right now and a gusty north wind gusting up to about 26 miles per hour. Two teens were injured in a shooting Tuesday night in North Wichita. Police were called to reports of shots fired near Wellington Place and 20th. Officers found a 17-year-old boy suffering from a gunshot wound to his lower body. He was taken to a local hospital with serious injuries, but is expected to make a full recovery. Down the street at 17th and Wellington Place, officers found a second victim, a 19-year-old man with gunshot wounds to his lower body. He was hospitalized with serious injuries. Police have not released any suspect information. Thousands of homes and businesses are without power as severe weather roared through several states, causing at least one death and spawning possible tornadoes. A strong weather system in northeastern Oklahoma with heavy rains produced three suspected tornadoes. The storms were blamed for the death of a 46-year-old homeless woman in Tulsa who died inside a drainage pipe. Severe storms ripped through southern Indiana and Kentucky Tuesday. Fox's Katrina Nickel is in Louisville with the latest.
The one good thing about this storm is after it passed through, there was still enough daylight to have neighbors and other people clean up some of the mess it left behind. Now, there were trees just covering in the middle of the road, unpassable. But luckily, like I said, with a little bit of daylight, neighbors were able to get things into nice little neat piles and clean them up a little bit. These winds that ripped through Jeffersonville were strong, taking out massive trees. And of course, what stopped a lot of people in their tracks were the semis that tipped over along I-265 and around International Drive. Now, our crews captured three turned over, and Jeffersonville Mayor Mike Moore says a fourth semi-truck had turned over not far from there.
Four inmates at the Sedgwick County Detention Facility have been hospitalized with apparent drug overdoses.
It happened Tuesday after each inmate experienced medical emergencies over the noon hour. Officials say they apparently ingested a substance believed to contain an opium, but stress that that has not been confirmed. Investigators are looking into what the substance was and how it got into the jail. Should the investigation lead to an arrest, the sheriff's office will ask the district attorney to file charges. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A major project in downtown Wichita can now begin after the Wichita City Council approved the plan for the Orpheum Theater.
The Orpheum requested a sales tax exemption on items purchased for the project through the issuance of $9.5 million in industrial revenue bonds, which will be repaid over 15 years. A community improvement district petition for just over $1 million in special assessment financing was also approved. A 2% CID sales tax will be added on items at the theater only. Councilmember Becky Tuttle said she's excited about the project, given what the local arts do for the community.
About $185 million economic impact in our community each year. And that's also equivalent to almost 3,000 full-time jobs.
The project will provide new seating, lighting, and audio and facade repairs. The work will close the theater for a year. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Voters in Jackson County, Missouri have turned down a ballot issue that would have extended a 3/8 cent sales tax to fund stadiums for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals. Had the measure passed, it would have raised nearly $1.7 billion over 40 years, provided funding for building a new stadium for the Royals and renovations for the Chiefs' Arrowhead Stadium. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart hashed out differences in a rare phone call Tuesday.
President Biden says his conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping was candid, covering areas of cooperation and differences. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden raised concerns over China's support of Russia and economic competition.
We have significant differences of opinion and concerns over some unfair market practices that the PRC uses that puts American workers and families at a disadvantage. He was very clear about that.
Kirby says the two leaders also agreed to pick up the phone and speak when needed to maintain open dialogue and manage a complex relationship. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS. 6:09 now, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Dam Jam is moving to Goddard. Organizers of the summer concert event will use the grassy area on the southeast corner of Kellogg and 183rd Street to host the event. The Goddard City Council approved the change in venue. The event was originally set to take place at Lake Afton, but Sedgwick County Commissioners denied the request due to safety concerns. At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will recognize Child Abuse Prevention Month. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News there is a real need to help our kids.
1,300 children that are in out-of-home placement in foster care just in Sedgwick County. Okay. We have a disproportionate number in the state residing here in Sedgwick County. And there's a lot of people from the faith community, from the nonprofit community. We're working hand-in-hand with DCF and their regional headquarters here in Wichita to really try to bring some solutions to this. There are some common-sense things that we need to do to help protect our children.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Some good news out of Baltimore, as the Coast Guard and the U.S. military work as fast as possible to reopen the city's port. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has more from the Pentagon.
We have opened two temporary channels that can support commercial traffic.
The Army Corps of Engineers has provided 1,100 soldiers who specialize in construction to assist in the clearance effort. The Navy has provided 12 crane and support vessels, tugs, survey and dive crew boats, four massive barges, including one with a 400-ton lift capacity, another capable of lifting 1,000 tons. During its first crane operation, military crews removed 200 tons of steel from the now ruined Key Bridge, a piece of that steel almost the size of the Statue of Liberty. It took 10 hours to remove the first 200 tons. Up to 4,000 tons of steel sit on top of the Dolly cargo ship that took down the bridge.
President Biden will visit the site of the wreckage Friday. Dallas police are looking for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice in connection with a major car crash. Fox's Mike Tobin has details.
The search for answers is on after this six-car wreck in Dallas involving at least two luxury cars and allegedly a Super Bowl star. It happened Saturday. A rented Lamborghini Urus and a Corvette speeding, apparently racing, caused the crash. Paperwork with the Dallas police says Kansas City wide receiver Rashee Rice was driving the Corvette. The player's lawyer, Royce West, never confirmed Rice was involved in the wreck but issued a statement. On behalf of Rashee Rice, his thoughts are with everyone impacted by the automobile accident. On Saturday, Rashee is cooperating with local authorities and will take all necessary steps to address this situation responsibly.
The two luxury cars drove off away from the scene without stopping to help anyone. Two of the drivers in the crash were treated while two others were taken to a hospital with minor injuries. KNSS News Time now, 6:12, 12 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Taking a look this morning at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. The traffic volumes light, but picking up, so starting to get just a little bit heavier out there. Gasoline prices here in the Wichita area, $3.19 a gallon. That again, is the most common price and the high-end price out there, but I've seen some better ones. Meridian and Butler in Meridian Avenue and Butler Street in Valley Center, $3.09 a gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have some cloud cover drifting across south central Kansas with a gradual clearing sky. It's going to be breezy with a high near 60 later on this afternoon. Clear and windy tonight, low 35. Sunny and a bit warmer on Thursday with a high 65. Some morning frost on Friday with a high 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now clear, 43 degrees, northwest wind gusting to 29 miles per hour. Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:13 on this Wednesday morning, April 3rd. We had a breezy day across central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 62 degrees. Normal high is 65. And we had 15 hundredths of an inch of rain at Eisenhower Airport. Just a little over one-tenth, between one and two-tenths. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hey.
Not much rain, was it? But it came straight down for a while, at least. At least we got a little moisture yesterday. On this date in 1968, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. delivered what turned out to be his final speech, telling a rally of striking sanitation workers in Memphis, Tennessee, that I've been to the mountaintop and seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. About 20 hours later, King was felled by an assassin's bullet at the Lorraine Motel. His last speech. Well, we've got a problem, looks like a problem with eggs. The largest producer of fresh eggs in the U.S. says it temporarily halted production at a Texas plant after bird flu was found in the chickens. An official said the virus had also been detected at a poultry facility in Michigan. Ridgeland, Mississippi-based Cal-Maine Foods, Inc., said in a statement that approximately 1.6 million laying hens and 337,000 pullets, that's about 3.6% of its total flock, were destroyed after avian influenza was found at a facility in Palmer County, Texas.
Whew. You were just talking about that yesterday with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Yeah, 1.5 million birds
or
more. Company said there is no known bird flu associated with eggs that are currently in the market, and no eggs have been recalled. Now, in Michigan, Michigan State University's Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory has detected bird flu in a commercial poultry facility in Ionia County, according to the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. Bird flu. Yeah. As Tom was telling us yesterday, the danger is you have to destroy a lot of birds, and
that's what
they had to do.
Yep.
Try to keep the bird flu under control, as it were. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and the wind's still a little nippy out there this morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gusting up to 29 miles per hour. All right, coming up on 6:17 with Steve and Ted in the morning, let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Yeah, the Kansas City Royals were on the road yesterday on a wet and chilly night in Baltimore. The only, they supposedly 9,000 fans at the game, but I'm sure there were fewer than that. But didn't matter to the Royals. They played a nice, nifty 2-hour and 17-minute game. Alec Marsh on the mound went 7 innings, only gave up 2 hits. He threw 72 pitches, only 18 balls. He was
right
pepper
there
in the strike zone. Yeah. And Mikael Garcia had drove in 3 of the 4 runs. Hey, the Royals beat Baltimore 4-1, their first road win of the season. And the Royals have won 2 of their last 3 games. KC finishing up this 3-game series in Baltimore. And this is a day game at noon. Listen live at noon, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. College baseball last night at X Stadium, Wichita State hosting Oklahoma. Sometimes you get these games that you think baseball is terrible. Yeah, that was last night. A game that took nearly 4 hours to play. Anytime you got a 4-hour baseball game. Oh, boy. The Shockers lose 11-2 in a game that took nearly 4 hours. The Shockers out-hit Oklahoma 10-8, and they lost by 9 runs.
What's wrong with that picture, Jay?
Issuing 13 walks certainly did not help things. After the game, comments from Shocker play-by-play announcer Mike Kennedy.
Oklahoma got out with two runs in the second, two more in the third. I said from the very beginning the Shockers couldn't afford to walk seven like they did down in Norman in a game they lost 5-3, but they started walking people right off the bat. It ended up in double digits for the night, and Oklahoma turned a bunch of those free passes into two runs on one hit in back-to-back innings.
And it never got any better. 13 walks issued by the Shocker pitching staff. The game featured 15 pitching changes and 367 pitches. It was painful. Of course, that was Mike last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. But the thing about baseball is, you know, last night was a huge turd. Tonight's game might be a classic.
You never know.
You get to the next game, you flush that one. Wichita State hosting Kansas tonight at X Stadium. Shockers and the Jayhawks. Mike Kennedy will be on the air with that at 5:45 p.m. on KFH. And there's post-game fireworks tonight. Maybe this game will be good tonight.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. We have hockey here in town today. It's a day game for the Wichita Thunder downtown on home ice, hosting the Allen Americans. That game will be at 10:30 this morning at Intrust Bank Arena on a school kid's day. The Thunder has only three home games remaining in the regular season. As you mentioned in the newscast, the big vote in Jackson County, Missouri yesterday, residents by a 3-2 margin voting down a sales tax to benefit the Royals and the Kansas City Chiefs. So as far as the new downtown ballpark goes for the Chiefs, seems like that's up in smoke right now. And
it was, I mean, for the Royals.
For the Royals, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It was an extension of a tax they've already been paying.
Yeah, and they were going to extend it for another 40 years.
Yeah. And okay.
But
the downside is
voters didn't go for it.
All your businesses will suffer because people don't come to town.
Well,
I don't know.
We'll
I didn't vote. They didn't ask me.
We'll see what happens moving forward. But that's what the revote of yesterday's vote was, turning down that sales tax. There will be more to come on all this. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Los Angeles Lakers went on the road in Toronto, beat the Raptors 128-111. Starting at guard for the Lakers, former Wichita State Shocker Austin Reeves. Nice round game, 7 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 blocked shots. Back-to-back wins for the Lakers as they are still in the number 9 spot in the Western Conference. We have softball here in town today. Check out Friends University hosting St. Mary in a doubleheader at 3 o'clock. Two Rivers. Friends softball team coming off back-to-back wins. And JUCO baseball yesterday. Hutchinson Community College winning on the road at Cowley, 6-5. The Hutchinson Community College baseball team, the Blue Dragons, are now on an 11-game winning streak. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Does your to-do list never end? We're going to find out.
My answer is yes. Never. No, of course not.
You don't even have a to-do list.
It's there somewhere.
All right.
I just need to find it.
Coming up, we've got Sanjay Gupta with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Tuesday, Wednesday morning now, and 43 degrees. A Reno County home was destroyed by fire Tuesday morning in Partridge, about 15 miles southwest of Hutchinson. Because the town does not have fire hydrants, 21,000 gallons of water had to be brought in from South Hutchinson, Abbeville, and Arlington to fill the trucks. The roof collapsed, and the fire crews found hoarding conditions inside. An excavator was used to demolish the home due to safety concerns. Officials say the fire was caused by careless smoking.
An audit from the Kansas Attorney General, Chris Kobach, concluding the state is losing more than $20 million a year.
Kobach says it's because the insurance department is not properly overseeing one of its programs. The insurance department disagreed with the findings by saying that the audit is flawed and should be disregarded. The audit released Tuesday charges that the insurance department improperly allowed dozens of nursing homes to claim a big break on a per-bed tax funding Medicaid. An insurance department spokesperson said that if the agency accepted the inspector general's conclusions, Kansas businesses would be charged tens of millions of dollars in additional taxes, which would have a devastating impact on the availability of care for senior Kansans. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will recognize Child Abuse Prevention Month. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News there is a real need to help our kids.
If we don't make adjustments to our foster care system and reform in our foster care system to better serve foster families and these children, then Sedgwick County government has to deal with the aftermath of that. Many times that's in juvenile detention, it's in our calm care, it's in many of the other things that we do from a public safety and public health standpoint. You know, we have 1,300 kids in foster care in Sedgwick County, 1,300. Yeah, we only have about 650 homes, so we have a lot of out-of-county placements.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
A massive earthquake bringing heavy damage in Taiwan, and Fox's Bill Malugin reports.
The U.S. Geological Survey initially putting data out showing it was a magnitude 7.4 quake that hit just off the eastern part of Taiwan at around 9 a.m. Taiwan time. There are reports of people trapped inside some of the buildings, also reports of widespread power outages, other videos on social media showing multiple huge rock slides and landslides. Again, a magnitude 7.4 quake that caused a tsunami warning to go out for Japan and the Philippines. Japanese authorities in Okinawa have been urging people to leave the coast and go to higher ground. Also reports of multiple aftershocks hitting Taiwan, including a magnitude 6.4 aftershock.
And at least four people are dead.
Former President Trump has been campaigning in Midwestern swing states, ending in Wisconsin ahead of its presidential primaries.
Former President Trump vowing to be tough on crime if granted a second term.
And I will ask Congress to send a bill to my desk ensuring that anyone who murders a police officer will receive immediately the death penalty.
Again, slamming the Biden administration's border policies, blaming them for crime, telling a crowd in Green Bay he'd
begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
President Biden has pushed Congress to pass bipartisan legislation to secure the border, but Republicans who voted against it say the compromise wasn't enough. After skipping all GOP primary debates, former President Trump says he'd debate President Biden anytime. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Voters in the northwest Oklahoma city of Enid have recalled a city council member with ties to white nationalism. Unofficial results posted Tuesday on the Oklahoma Election Board website show voters in Enid's Ward 1 chose to oust 42-year-old Judd Levins. The Iraq War veteran was narrowly elected to the seat last year despite his ties to white nationalist groups. Levins acknowledged at a community forum last week that he marched in the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017. Voters instead selected Cheryl Patterson, a grandmother and longtime youth leader at an area church. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clearing sky across south central Kansas, we can expect a sunny and breezy day. The northwest wind may gust as high as 35 miles per hour this afternoon with a high near 60. Clear overnight, low 35. Sunshine Thursday with a high 65, 68 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now we have a clear sky, 43 degrees, northwest wind gusting to 29 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:34 with Steve at 10 in the morning, April 3rd on this date in 1882, outlaw Jesse James was shot to death in St. Joseph, Missouri by Robert Ford, a member of James's gang. Concluded a book just a few months ago on the Daltons, the gang that tried to rob two banks in Coffeyville at the same time. Famous for robbing banks and trains across Kansas. And they had very close ties with the James
gang. Oh, yeah, they were all
And the Youngers, all those people were moving in and out of each other's company all the time. So, interesting. Jesse James. Especially he was hanging a picture or something, and Ford shot him in the back, as I understand it. Federal prosecutors say a Southern... Here you go. There's a guy. Here's a guy. Southern California man has admitted to stealing nearly $2 million worth of jewelry, clothing, and accessories from guests at a Beverly Hills hotel, then traveling to Florida to sell the stolen goods.
Hawk it. Yeah.
Jobson Marangani De Castro pleaded guilty to one count of interstate transportation of stolen property, a felony that carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in federal prison. De Castro was accused of targeting two victims,
both residents of Brazil, who traveled together to Beverly Hills to attend a fashion event last May. Government says they brought with them six suitcases filled with jewelry and high-end items worth about $1.8 million.
Oosh. It's like the Howls going on a three-hour tour.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Six suitcases full. Prosecutors say DeCastro tricked a hotel employee into giving him a key to the victim's room and stole all their suitcases while they were at dinner. Well, I'm sorry. To me, it just has kind of a comical edge to it. I'm sorry that those people lost their goodies, but they got him.
Well, they caught the guy.
Yeah, they caught the guy. He'll get him back.
He can get away with it.
And here's something that's interesting. Most folks are not going to pay much attention to this, but because most folks don't drive trains. Major freight railroads will have to maintain two-person crews in most circumstances.
Yeah, yeah.
New federal rule going into effect. Transportation Department's Federal Railroad Administration released the details Tuesday of the rule that was first proposed in the Obama administration. It comes amid an intense focus on railroad safety following a fiery February 2023 derailment in Ohio. Rail unions have long opposed one-person crews because of safety and job concerns. Unions and regulators say the second crew member plays a crucial role in helping operate the train and serving as a first responder. Railroads have sought the discretion to operate trains with only one person and move conductors to ground-based jobs. Seems to be when I was growing up, as a youngster, the deal was on every plane or train, there were two people. They had a conductor. He rode in the back, called the caboose. I guess it had facilities for the train crew to do whatever they did. There was always a little thing up at the top where he could see out and see the other train. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, you don't see the caboose anymore.
And I'll tell you what, of course, I go to Derby pretty often, go down K-15. My son lives there, my grandson too. And every time we go down there, of course, you got a train going.
Got that train going by K-15.
And man, some of those trains just go on.
Lengthy, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like they're 2 or 3 miles long, and there's just one guy operating all of that. I guess it's, technically you're capable of doing it. All right, 6:38 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The trading started yesterday two-sided for the cattle complex, but buying returned and resulted in mostly triple-digit gains at the end of the day. The cattle did not come close to recovering the large losses that occurred on Monday, but the positive trade was very encouraging. Once again, the daily trading volume for the live cattle and the feeders was very large. There also was no fresh news about bird flu and cattle yesterday. Our lean hogs traded and closed two-sided yesterday with the June, July, August, and October contracts making new contract highs. At the close, June live cattle, $1.05 higher, $176.37. May feeder cattle, $2.17 higher, $244.85. And June lean hogs, 22 cents higher, $103.72. Now, it was a negative close across the board Tuesday, and the wheat, corn, and soybeans, May wheat in Kansas City had its lowest trade of the past 11 sessions, May soybeans the lowest of the past 16, and May corn the lowest it had been the past 18 sessions. Managed money accounts have been sellers for the first two trading sessions of April. Now, we also saw gold make a new record high yesterday. It tied that record high overnight. The Dow yesterday gapped lower on the opening and closed with large triple-digit losses, and crude oil had its highest trade since June of 2022 yesterday and has went just a little higher again today. At the moment, May Kansas City wheat 8¾ higher, 572. May corn up 2¼, 428¾. May soybeans up a nickel at 1179. May crude oil 73 cents higher, $85.88. The June gold $8.70 higher, $2,290.50. June S&P down 5.5 points at 5,255. June dollar index 8 cents lower at 104.48. And June Dow Jones futures 8 points lower at 39,500. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So the chicken place down in Texas destroyed, almost 2 million birds because of the bird flu going on?
Yes.
And then it said in the next paragraph, 3.6% of their crop. They got a lot of chickens going, don't they? That's a lot.
Well, that's a big outfit, too.
Yeah, huge. So yes. So we're adding this thing, and they're talking about another place up in Michigan getting the bird flu, too. Is this a big danger to anything except maybe the egg price may go up, right?
Well, I could see that. Could see chicken prices possibly go up. This isn't exactly something new. We've been fighting this for the last several years in the poultry industry.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So, do you do a chicken imitation, by the way?
No, wouldn't even try to attempt it.
Okay. A wise man.
You know your limitations when it comes to...
That's right.
Any animals that you do imitate? Like a barking dog?
Oh, I can moo like a cow. How's that?
Can you?
Sure.
Let's hear it.
Moo.
That's very good. Man, nailed it. Oh. Yeah, that was good. All right, we're going to get you get you a little cowbell and let you go to work here, bud. All right?
I watched a lot of Captain Kangaroo when I was a little kid.
Captain Kangaroo.
Nice. Me too.
All right.
You learned a lot of things from Mr. Green Jeans.
Mr. Green Jeans. Yeah, Farmer Green Jeans. Did he have a cow in there?
I don't remember a cow. He had a moose. He had a rabbit.
He had a moose. Mr. Moose is my favorite. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He looked a lot like my late father-in-law. Big floppy ears. Anyway, that's enough of that. Now, thank you, guys, and we will check with you again tomorrow morning, 6:42, Steve and Ted. Now let's get serious. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way.
Mm-hmm.
How many Americans actually retire with $1 million?
There you go.
We're going to find out. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:47 on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Voters in Jackson County, Missouri turned down sales tax extension to pay for Kansas City stadiums.
Two.
Thousands without power as storms with tornadoes hammer several states. At least one dead in Oklahoma.
One.
Two teens shot in North Wichita. A 17-year-old and a 19-year-old expected to survive. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Taking a quick look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras out there. Those traffic volumes really starting to pick up now, starting to see some heavier traffic eastbound on Kellogg, especially from West Street right around to Meridian at this time. Not slowing down, just some heavier traffic volumes there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 59 degrees. Clear and cool tonight. The overnight low 32. Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 65 degrees. Now clear, 43 degrees. Northwest wind gusting to 29 miles per hour at Wichita's Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch Wednesday $5 whiskey special. Over 75 whiskeys on special for only $5 a piece. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS. A sentence is overturned against three people who were charged with the murder of a Pennsylvania woman.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A judge in Pennsylvania has overturned the murder convictions of three men known as the Chester Trio after they maintained their innocence for nearly 25 years. 41-year-old Derek Chappell, 44-year-old Morton Johnson, and 47-year-old Samuel Gracie were each convicted in separate trials of second-degree murder and other charges in 2000 and 2001 and sentenced to life in prison for the 1997 killing of 70-year-old Henrietta Nickens. She had been beaten, and investigators found semen in her rectum and a mysterious green jacket with cocaine in the pocket on top of her TV. The DNA didn't match the men, but a 15-year-old testified that he acted as the lookout for the trio. Last year, the men asked a judge to throw out their conviction, citing new DNA evidence, and last week, Delaware County Judge Mary Alice Brennan sided with the men, vacating their convictions and granting their request for a new trial. Prosecutors have up to 30 days to decide whether to appeal the judge's ruling. There's more on the story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
On Wall Street Tuesday, the worst day in 4 weeks.
Stocks tumbled and treasury yields climbed. Strong economic data is worrying investors that interest rates will be staying higher for longer. Most of the S&P 500 sectors were lower today, with tech and healthcare the biggest laggards, while energy gained. Shares of health insurers and drugstore chains fell sharply after the White House said final Medicare Advantage rates for next year won't change much compared to an earlier proposal. But the news came as a surprise to investors who were hoping for a slight increase. Tesla stock dropped over 5% after the EV maker reported its first year-over-year decline in quarterly delivery since 2020. The Dow winners, Chevron, Salesforce, and Disney. The Dow decliners, United Health, Amgen, and Home Depot. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The Dow closed down 397 points, S&P down 38, NASDAQ down 156. How many Americans actually retire with $1 million? Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, is here to tell us. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, having $1 million available to pull income from in retirement is a nice cushion for most retirees. While being a millionaire isn't quite what it used to be, it is still an admirable achievement that can remove a lot of financial stress. Well, how many Americans actually retire with a mil? Statistically, about 10%. Of American retirees have $1 million or more in savings. But the majority of retirees have much less put away. That's according to the Federal Reserve's Survey of Consumer Finances. From their last survey, which took place in 2019, the average retirement savings for those ages 65 to 74 was $426,000. Those older than 75 have an average $357,000 saved. Now, keep in mind that average can be skewed by ultra-wealthy or ultra-poor. The median savings for 65 to 74-year-olds is just $164,000 and $83,000 for those 75 and older. Well, back to those darn millionaires. Is $1 million enough to retire? Well, that really depends upon your age that you retire, longevity, where you live, because the cost of living is going to be different all over the country, retirement spending, and other sources of income like Social Security or pensions. For many, just the income from $1 million would be enough to support their lifestyle. If your lifestyle includes lots of travel, expensive hobbies, or if you're supporting another family member, perhaps $1 million might not be enough. Another threat to a great lifestyle might be a debilitating illness that requires specialized care. And, of course, taking a little bit of that up front and purchasing a hybrid long-term care policy could mitigate draining the retirement savings if faced with an illness. What does it take to build your accounts up to $1 million? Well, starting at age 30 with 7% annualized rate of return, that's moderately aggressive, you'll need to put away about $7,000 a year to reach that goal by age 65, so 35 years. Everyone's situation, of course, is going to be different. So work with your certified financial planner pro to develop a plan that will help you build not only $1 million, but you may be able to do that adjusted for inflation. So it could be like $2 million. Who knows?
Wow.
Anyway, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. Number is 267-0600.
All right, Don. Today is National Walking Day.
Oh.
Encouraging Americans of all ages to get out and stretch their legs and get their hearts a-pumping.
Ah.
American Heart Association sponsors this day to remind people about the health benefits of taking a walk. And, you know, they tell the health experts, say, hey, let's go out for a 20-minute walk every day. You don't have to
jog
10 miles. You don't have to go lift weights. Just go walk.
Yeah.
Wear your sneakers. Take them with you to work. At some point in the day, take a 30-minute walk.
Maybe it's a metaphor they're talking about, like take a hike.
Take a hike? That's a different
deal.
That's
not what day it is. This is actually a healthy thing.
Take a hike. Buzz
take
off.
Take a hike.
Buzz
or
off.
Or take a walk in my shoes
get
someday,
out of my face.
Buster. Yeah.
Are you doing okay, Don?
Boy. Yeah. Yeah. You got a little nasty.
I don't know.
I just got over there. somebody snuck a nasty pill into his oatmeal today.
Oh, my. I did have oatmeal today.
Well,
I love me some good oatmeal.
Do you? But, I've never been a fan.
Take a walk. I'm all about it. Go work. I mean, they're saying essentially work. Or, work out. Work out. Just get a little exercise.
Pumping.
Exactly.
Instead of sitting around. Yeah.
My wife and I happened to be in Town West yesterday.
Doing your it was locked. Did you get
store.
Locked out?
You were the two people that were there.
No, there were about four. Oh, okay. Special store that she has to go to there to get something fixed. Okay, and I'll tell you what: if you want to go for a walk, nobody's going to bother you in there.
Well, they were closed. I was told that just like
the
businesses that you can enter from the outside, you know, have their own entrance. You know, like Dick's Sporting Goods or something. Those are open, but they turned off their electricity again.
Yeah, we went into the entrance between Penny's and Hellsbury's.
And just
everything
like was going a ghost town, huh?
Oh, man.
Was the pretzel place working? Or?
I don't know. I didn't go very far.
That's important, the pretzel
place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Beauty to you, yes. All right. Well,
as I wrote in one of the Gridiron songs, Auntie Anne's really can't make pretzel cups in the dark.
That's a good point. Well, I don't get it. And this guy's the guy who owns this, or the group that owns it. They were sued. They're sued for another group in California that they have, or something that they're not turned on the electricity.
Somebody called today before we went on the air. And I happened to pick up the phone. And says, "Do you know if the power's back on at Town West?" I said, "I don't know. I have no idea." They didn't.
Well, you have school closings. You should know about electricity.
Well, usually they'll come out with some sort of something, but I'm not sure. Benny's was open.
Yeah,
Sporting Goods store was open, so.
But they have separate accounts.
Yeah, all right. How do we?
Well, take a walk.
Take a hike, Don. All right, Steve and Ted. Thanks, guys. Coming up, top of the hour, the news this morning with Steve and Ted. Two teens wounded in North Wichita shooting. Does that sound a little familiar? Strong storms hammer several states. That's on the way with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to,
or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.